PJ Fleck. Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hi, thank you. We'll let you go ahead and open and talk and comment about this past Saturday's 38-17 setback at Northwestern and your preparations for a road game at Iowa this week. Again, reminder for all our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for any questions for Coach Fleck and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Coach Fleck, why don't you go ahead and open a comment?
Well, I thought our kids responded very well from, the Nichols game, when Nichols came here and beat us. I thought they responded very well, you know, especially defensively when we shut out Northwestern in the first quarter. And then, I'm really impressed with how those kids came out and the belief system that they have in one another. Northwestern was very talented. You know, Kevin Coulter came in, and even though we were in the right spots, we just got out athleted at times with him. He's one of the best college football players in the game, and I think that showed when we played. But I think the how never changed. Kids continued to fight, never gave up, continued to score points, continued to move the football, and we were able to get some takeaways too. Just not as many takeaways as we thought we needed to be to have a chance in that football game. And but like I said, I love how our kids played. I love the how. They've had one game where I thought the one half that I think we disappointed in the how and how we played. That was the first half of Nichols. Other than that, these kids have played their hearts out. There's been not one game that's been an easy game, and they continue to fight. And the resilient group, they're getting better on a daily basis. We're learning from our mistakes and looking towards the future in terms of what we can get better at. Our goals continually be the same, get better on a daily basis, be better than we were yesterday. And if we're going to do the same thing in our preparation for Iowa. Last week we had three practices that were absolutely some of the three best practices we've had since I've been here. I don't think anything will change with the preparation with Iowa. We'll just continue to get better. They're a very talented football team. You watch the Northern Illinois game. Well, I think Northern Illinois is obviously very talented on offense and was able to move the ball, and they weren't able to score 40-some points against this Iowa defense. And at times it looks like Northern can score 45 on anybody, 50 on anybody, and I thought Iowa did a nice job. And Gary, they're a good Big Ten team. They're solid. They got a good defense. Obviously a very experienced head football coach, been there for a very long time. They believe in their system. They believe in their culture. They believe in the football way of life at Iowa. And you can tell everyone does. And I think that we've got our hands full this week. But again, I'm really proud of how our kids are playing. We're doing our best to stay healthy and developing the young and the experienced kids that we have. And I love coaching them. We're becoming better coaches, becoming better players and people. Like I said, we've got a wonderful challenge against Iowa.
Stephanie, let's go right to questions for Coach Fleck.
Your first question comes from Rick Brown with the Des Moines Register.
Northwestern had success on the ground against you, and Iowa's coming off a game where they ran it 60 out of 82 plays. Do you expect to see a ground-oriented attack against your defense?
I think you and I can assume, yes, I would. I wouldn't sit the numbers point, okay, we're going to spread us out and throw it, 60 times. I really believe that. Kirk Franson's background as an offensive line coach, he wants to run the football. Iowa's always been that way, especially in his leadership. They're going to run the football. And I think when you look at us and you self-scout us and we even self-scout ourselves, you look at it, I think when they sit down today and they're starting the game plan, they're going to sit there and say, we got to run the football. Or we're going to run the football. And we need to be ready for that.
I kind of feel like you're a player in the Big Ten Conference so far.
Yeah, tell me about it, right? I mean, as long as we get maybe one of the bowl slots, if we can become bowl eligible, we'll get one of the Big Ten bowl slots. I guess it's a pretty good trade-off. But, I've talked to our players about it, that we're going to take one game at a time. And whoever's on our schedule, that's who we'll play. But I think I think it's one of the hardest nine conference schedules you can have, I think, in the country in terms of three out of four being Big Ten schools. And when you look at the pound for pound matchup, but like I said, I love the challenge. I love that we get a chance to play on the Big Ten network and play Big Ten teams. And I think it's wonderful for our kids. But they just have to understand, like I said, we're getting ready just like any other week. And we'll continue to have that mentality as we continue to go forward.
Thanks, Coach. See you. this weekend.
You bet.
Coach, let's touch upon the performance of Tyler Van Fillergen with his 202 yards passing, two touchdowns, and also comment on Corey Davis as a freshman coming out and leading all receivers with 112 yards receiving and five receptions in the game at Northwestern, highlighted by that big 75-yard touchdown reception.
Well, I think Tyler's getting better. You know, I mean, you look at three of the games Tyler's played, and he's played against two top 10 defenses. So, I mean, when you sit there and look at it, you can understand as a coach, okay, things are a little bit more difficult, and that's going to prepare him and propel him, I think, as we continue to move forward throughout the season. And, you know, it's only going to make him better by going against elite defenses. And, like I said, I thought he got into a little bit of a rhythm at Northwestern. You know, we didn't have any sack, which was tremendous. You know, we did a better job of moving him, getting him outside the pocket, getting him on the run a little bit more. And we as coaching staff, want to help him that way. And, you know, the zero sacks fall on everybody. All 11 people have to protect. And that means wideouts have to get open. That means running backs have to protect, tight ends, offensive line. We all have to do our job in protection, and we talk about that. And then Corey Davis, like I said, I think he's going to be a guy in this conference that we talk about for a very long time. He's a kid out of Wheatonville South High School. He's a true freshman, very similar to a lot of the players that we have right now that are playing. But again, he's very, very skilled, and what he has to do is just continue to develop in his fundamentals and technique, and he's still very, very far away from where this kid will develop into, and that's what's really exciting about him. He comes to work, practice every single day, ready to get better. He attacks every single day, and I think that's the how of this program. And, you know, he was one of the first guys we got to bring in here, part of the, you know, the new regime, new era, the first recruiting class that we were able to put together. He's part of it. And that's the type of mentality that we're going to continue to build the Western Michigan Bronco football team behind. But he gives a very, very promising, you know, in terms of even this year, just with his work ethic. He makes everybody else around him better. He makes everybody else around him step his game up. And he still hasn't even cracked the surface in terms of where he's going to be.
One last question, Coach Black, with regards to the way your team responded with the first quarter and coming out being, you know, creating turnovers defensively, moving the ball offensively, getting that early lead at Northwestern, certainly something you can build upon, correct?
Oh, it's definitely something we can build upon. You know, there's never any moral victories, but I wouldn't even say we got worn down. I just think as the game went on, what happened was we didn't get to some gaps. You know, they got some big plays on us. You know, that, there were some breakdowns mentally. It wasn't necessarily even physically. I think they did a wonderful job, and they played their tail ends off. And I think we're in phenomenal shape. But when you sit there and look at it, you know, we just made too many mental errors towards the end. And you play a team like that, and the minute you're out of one gap, I mean, Kane Coulter just, he makes you look silly. And he did that. But, again, we continue to score towards the end. We're aggressive with the play calling. We're aggressive with the decisions we were going to make. And we just, like I said, we didn't capitalize on some of the opportunities that we did have. And we got to be able to do that as we continue to move forward. But very promising in terms of, like I said, the how. You know, this team's only had really one and a half bad football in the entire year. Truly bad football. And with the youth and inexperience we have, that's something to truly grow and grow on and grow forward as we go. And I'm really, like I said, really proud of them. We just got to keep getting better on a daily basis.
Coach Flack, we'll let you get back to your preparations for Iowa. Again, we thank you for your time, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Goodbye.